ತಲೆ ವಿನಂತಿಸಿಕೊಳ್ಳುತ್ತೇನೆ.
Very good morning, children. I will not take long time. I want all of you to clap for the students who are standing here. Why they are standing there? They receive prizes. See, what happens is, when 100 of us get in and stand in the track to run, will only 100 get first prize? Who will come first? Whoever runs fastest will get first. Is it luck or is it effort? Luck or effort?
Effort.
Many of us think that if luck is there, we will come up in life. How many of you believe in luck? How many of you believe in your own effort? Very good. Clap for yourself and pat your back. Those who put maximum effort get maximum luck in life. Okay? Those who put effort and hard work, they get maximum luck in life. Those who believe only in luck and do nothing, they become failure. Okay? So the difference between the first prize winner and second prize winner in a running race also, even the second prize winner is running equally well. He has also put hard work. But he has put little extra than others. How much extra? Little extra. I have told hundreds of times to all students, I like one word in English. What is that word, you tell me?
Extraordinary.
How ordinary becomes extraordinary? You add little extraordinary. How much extra? Little extra you add, it becomes extraordinary. So how much effort you have to put? Whatever effort you have put today, tomorrow you have to put little extra to that. Day after tomorrow, little more extra. Who is your competitor? These children are who? The competitor to each one of us is our own self. Whatever effort you have put today, if you are putting little more extra effort tomorrow, you will improve that much. Your competition is between yesterday's you and today's you. Who is your competitor? You are yesterday's you and today's you. Who should win? Yesterday's you or today's you? How today's you will win? Extra. Okay? Dear children, life is very easy, very simple. We all have dream to score 100 out of 100. Isn't it? We all have dream to get first rank. We all have desires. Can desire alone fulfill our ambition? It should be so strong desire, it should not allow me to sleep. Some people dream in the night. That I should become topper, I should become winner, I should become the best scorer. Abdul Kalam has told one thing, dreams are not the ones which we see in this sleep. Then what are the dreams? Dreams are the ones which will never let us to sleep. It will always put you in the bath. You tie your life to one goal. What you have to tie your goal, life to? One bigger goal than yourself. One goal in life, that you want to become something better, something beautiful. You all have seen caterpillar? Caterpillar will be struggling to walk. What it will become one day? Beautiful flying butterfly. We are all born to become butterflies. We should not stop at being caterpillar. But to do that, we have to put extraordinary efforts. Okay? When you tie your life to a bigger goal, a purpose in life, it will kick you from your bed in the morning. When you think that you should have to sleep for another half an hour, you just remember your goal of becoming chairman of ISRO, becoming a scientist, becoming a Nobel laureate, that desire and passion and purpose will kick you out of bed. When you think that I have done enough, I will take rest. And immediately you think of your purpose in life, that will pull you up from wherever you are. From whatever sad situation you are, bad situations you are, a purpose in life will put you out and make it fly like a butterfly. Okay? So you all have to have one dream of becoming a successful person. And for that, who has to put effort? This demonstration I keep giving. If you are thirsty, who should drink water? If you are hungry, who should have lunch? If you have to come up in life, who should put effort? Your parents or who? The day you understand that you are the reason for your result, you are the responsible person for your life, the turning point in your life comes. The moment we become responsible and accountable to ourselves, our life starts transforming. Okay? So we all should understand that we are all responsible. I congratulate all the head boys, head girls, and I appreciate the speeches by all the headmistresses, and special congratulations to Vismaya ma'am as well. Vismaya ma'am, Sunita ma'am, Deepshila ma'am, Annie Sukanya ma'am. Big round of applause to all the headmistress and all the team members. And our head boy, Ameya, and head girl, Prerana Srinivas. The head girl has written 3-4 emails to me. She has done some research in IRIS. And I think she has submitted one paper also, that's how I remember. She has done research on how to improve the lake water, how to clean it, how to keep it clean. See, that's how out of thousands of names, how one name immediately gets registered? You perform little extra, isn't it? How tall is Amitabh Bachchan? 6 feet. All of us are 5 feet 10 inch, 5 feet 10 and a half, 5 feet 9. That 2 inch little extra we see like this, isn't it? So that little extra out of thousands of people you stand out, isn't it? So that's how, and that's why you have to put extra effort and become successful in life. I appreciate all the parents for your support. Don't compare your children to others. They are born to win, they will win. They are all like future Modis of India, isn't it? So they will take India to the great heights. No need to worry. Put your best. All the best. And I congratulate our Sindhu man. Epic round of applause to Sindhu man. Time is restless. We keep thinking of how the children, Olympia, how to do inside this camp, how to make each one of the child a scientist. Okay? So she is continuously thinking and working for that. And I congratulate and thank our administrator, Pramod sir, and our most resourceful Dr. Yemenan Mandula ma'am, Veena Padma ma'am, Sindhu ma'am, Shobha ma'am, Renuka ma'am, all the coordinators, all the teachers, they have been putting wonderful efforts. And a teacher is successful when student performs. There is a saying in Sanskrit, Shishya Vichet Paradaya. A teacher should get defeated by the wiseness of the student. Putra Vichet Paradaya, the parents here. The children should outgrow the parents. If parents had whatever they had achieved in life, children should achieve 10 times more than parents. Isn't it? Putra Vichet Paradaya, Shishya Vichet Paradaya. I wish that to all the students. Thank you.
Please present the values of your good sir. I thank you sir for making a presence despite your busy schedule. Moving on next.